This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders fuel. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the Snarkiest Podcast in Star Wars and Geek Culture, Brian and Nancy.
From the outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chott Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host and wife, Nancy.
Hi!
On today's episode, we're prepping you for Star Wars Celebration. We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. With us today are Dunk and James from Club Jade. Welcome back, Dunk.
Hi!
And James has to now answer the obligatory, how did you become a fan of Star Wars question? Because we're going to get it out of the way now.
How did I become a Star Wars fan? That's a really good question. I don't know. I think I was just born that way. Playing with my Star Wars action figures when I was a kid. And I remember seeing Empire in the theater. I don't know if I remember seeing A New Hope in the theater. And then when the EU started up with the Thrawn trilogy, I got into the books and have been doing it ever since.
Hey, I like the answers when people don't know when they became a Star Wars fan, because it means they're not babies. I mean, I can't really say that because I remember when I became a fan, but still.
Yeah, Star Wars wasn't around when I was really little. That I recall.
It was the dark times.
It was. I mean, and I didn't have, like, any older... There were no, like... I was, like, the oldest kid in the neighborhood, and it was, like, me and then the 16-year-olds. So there was, like, no in-betweens. So it was really weird. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, James...
We got that story.
James, we have not had you on the podcast yet, so welcome. And I was saying, I can't believe we haven't had you guys have you on yet. I feel like we have.
I don't know. I guess I sound like everybody else.
No.
I don't know. Thanks for having me. I feel very honored to be on the show. So Thank you.
If you sound like everyone else, maybe I'll do a voice analysis between you and Coop and see if there's any overlap there.
You're the same person.
No. All right. And before we go too much further, a note from our sponsors. Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Listeners to this show can get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net for more details.
And we're also brought to you in part by Her Universe. Fly your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, Transformers, Doctor Who, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on our blog to purchase awesome geek gear and keep the lights running on the podcast.
James, stop vandalizing the show notes.
And Hondo Onaka has appeared in our show notes. How is this happening? He's taken over our show notes and is telling you all that he's awesome and he wants you all to go vote for him. Well, you can't because he lost.
Hondo never loses. Not really.
Hondo already won.
It's his trick. He doesn't have to deal with the rest of the campaigning. He can just enjoy the
chaos.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nancy, hey, what's new on the blog?
Well, Bria reviewed Kanan number one. I added this before her review actually went up because I'm psychic. but apparently this review is entirely posted in animated GIFs. So
GIFs.
So
you're outvoted. GIFs.
Whatever. So So go check that out. And we've got a post on the blog for our celebration podcast. We're gonna talk about more about that later. It's gonna be called A Celebration of You.
The letter U?
Yep. U.
U for Umbara.
U for Ugnaught.
One vowel.
There's
me...
the Sesame Street joke I was looking for.
It reminds me of the
U for Ubrickian.
God. It's like that Dragon Con TV commercial with the spinning thing. Like the Calamarian says, "It's a trap."
The Wookiee says,
"Yeah, exactly." And that's all we've got new on the blog so far.
Yep, it's haven't done much since we recorded last. Sorry. What have we been up to, Nancy? It's Fixer Slash time.
I started reading the new Servants of the Empire book, Rebel in the Ranks, by Jason Fry. It finally came out on Kindle, so if you haven't bought it yet and want a Kindle copy, you can go get that. So far, it's pretty good. If you liked the first one, you will like the second one. And I also made t-shirts for Celebration, because I do that kind of stuff.
I just played a lot of FIFA.
You do play a lot of FIFA. That's okay.
Is that like some soccer thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, see, the other day, he was playing FIFA, and I thought he was... I couldn't tell if he was watching soccer or playing it, because the announcer dude is the same.
Martin Tyler.
Whatever, Tyler. I don't know. And then I said, and then I was making shirts, and I looked up and I said, you know the sad thing is I know the players' names because of FIFA and not because of actually watching soccer.
Well, you know that for the Clone Wars, when Dave Filoni would voice Embo, he would pretend to be an Italian soccer announcer and just read off players' names in a funny voice.
Now I have to go find a clip of that.
Oh, that's excellent. And of course, we have to drag Duncan James into this.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What geeky things have you two been up to?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I've been working on making the bounty hunt for Celebration Anaheim. I've been writing a lot of puzzles and getting stuff organized for that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I guess that counts.
Yeah, that pretty much counts. I have been, I worked on the buttons for Celebration for like days. And yeah, so I was doing that and I did the business cards, which I'm kind of iffy on. And I ordered a con bag.
Ooh.
That's my exciting time.
A yes. What?
A convention like bag.
Where did you get it from?
I got the Think Geek bag of the con bag of holding.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'm going to be like one of 10,000 people at the con with this probably, but I don't care because it fits my laptop.
That's okay. I'm going to be one of the million people with the R2 suitcase.
And I'm going to be one of the 2 million people with that Rebel Alliance backpack.
Yeah.
I have and also the Death Star Pan Am bag from Celebration 6. I have.
Nice.
That's my con bag.
I'm going to have my Boba Fett Celebration Europe messenger bag.
Nice.
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Fight.
It was the only one they had.
We're only judging you a lot, James. We're only judging you a lot.
I am so disappointed in you, James. I did find today, I found my Celebration 5 dog tag.
Ooh.
So I'm putting that on the bag.
I have all of my old like wristbands and stuff. I think I have the Club Jade one from Celebration 5.
I probably still have some of those wristbands. That's a sad thing. They're probably going to disintegrate the minute you take them out of the package now, but they're somewhere.
We should give them out to people.
Yeah, you should.
Again, if I can find them. Like the last buttons, I have no idea where they are. I might have left them in Columbus at some point, for all I know.
That bag is actually cool. I'm looking at that bag of holding right now.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm super happy with it. And I'm going to put some of my old Club Jade buttons on it, too. So
cool.
That'll differentiate it. And the new ones, but mostly the old ones. The big, giant old ones that are like 2 inches big, wide.
Yeah, you have to personalize it to be Star Warsy.
Yeah.
I think that now brings us over into Deke's Dirt, news from around fandom. I am really looking forward to the news and the rumor segments, having Duncan James on.
We don't have a lot of rumors, though, today.
I know, but I feel like Big's Bullshit was a segment designed for Dunk.
That's true.
I do love bullshit.
Although
so.
We don't really go into the more rumors. Because
I gotta watch my mouth there, because
Spoilers.
That's another reason why we don't have a podcast, because I would blab whatever.
Well, there are some people who want that.
Yeah.
We're just not that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wow, Dunk Blabbing Forever would be a great podcast.
Okay, listeners, I'm starting up a Kickstarter. Actually, we'll get a Patreon going. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah, no.
We're just going to have to implant a microphone into Dunk, and so it'll just be a live feed.
Follow her around at Celebration. Be like, but yeah, so, oh, and this, here we have some interesting news
that
we can talk.
That's just for Dunk.
Is there a Battlefront novel in the pipeline? We don't know. But apparently it was listed in the paperback of A New Dawn in a timeline.
Something Battlefront was listed.
Yeah. Something Battlefront.
Something Battlefront was listed. And it was listed between, A New Hope and Empire, right? Around that time period. Yeah. So,
What? A book between A New Hope and Empire?
Yeah.
God.
But
maybe they should do some comics in there.
But yeah, so I think, did they take that down, that picture?
They did briefly, and then it was back. Okay. It's in both the previews for Lord of the Sith and A New Dawn, paperback. I guess they probably figured, you know, the cat was out of the bag or whatever. But they still haven't announced it, so who knows?
Maybe they will announce it at Celebration.
They can do better than a game novel.
And that's the only announcement we get, a game novel.
Well, which is interesting considering the authors they're bringing.
Yeah.
Well, unless they're bringing a secret author.
Wasn't there talk that Drew Karpyshyn was supposed to be there or something? I kept seeing that he was supposed to be there, but I don't know if that he was just going to be there unofficially. I know he's not there officially, so I don't know. But yeah, I can't see any of the authors they had there writing. The only one I could see writing it is Christy Golden, and that's only because she's written Warcraft novels, but she's already busy.
Working on something else.
She's already been working on something else. So,
although Lucino's there too, isn't he? And he's done. He's done with one.
Yeah.
I don't
see him doing a Battlefront novel.
Honestly, whoever they put on Battlefront,
unless there's Killix in it.
I don't care. this is such a, just throw anyone on it. Who cares?
I just hope they don't put John Jackson Miller on it. Cause...
Oh, please.
Yeah, don't waste John on that.
But I will say that if this is actually slotting into that November release that's rumored, I would much prefer that than a novelization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the only, that's like the golden, it's like, okay, fine, you're going to throw something in November, throw Battlefront in there, fine. Just keep the novelization for after the 18th.
I mean, every time I bring it up on Twitter that there is no way Disney and Lucasfilm are going to go so radio silence for so long only to let the cat out of the bag with the novelization, people get mad at me.
No, it makes perfect sense, and I think that you're probably right on the mark.
I mean, I remember when the novelizations for the prequels came out, and I mean, it was hard just staying away from spoilers on message boards. And staying away from spoilers with social media is going to be impossible.
And, it is. It's impossible. It really is. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't mind, like, I mean, if you hear a spoiler, you know, you can kind of go, ah, damn it, you know, and whatever. But I don't want to know the story from the book. And if the book comes out beforehand, I'm going to end up reading it because I'd rather me spoil myself than the internet spoil me. But I want to see it in the movie first. Damn it.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams.
But yeah, they don't Abrams this thing only to release a novelization a month and a half ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my theory. No. And I really hope that they tell us who's writing the novelization at Celebration.
That would be cool.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm prepared for disappointment there.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the people that they've had novelize the previous movies, you know, they generally try to go for more established people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that didn't work out so well.
Worked well once.
Once. Yes, there's only one of the, not one novelization that's even worth reading. And the chances of that are slim. So,
Matthew Stover, we miss you.
Yeah. But hey, at least he's not writing Imperial Commando. Yay!
That would have been a waste.
Oh, God, yes.
And speaking of Celebration, is the Celebration opening panel going to be broadcast worldwide?
There are signs.
This should be...
There are signs.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I think that the tweets came from kind of official channels, so...
Yeah, that UK, the Star Wars UK is official, and then the French Disney Star Wars site in France.
Yeah.
So, there's something going on there, and hopefully they tell us soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's more than just the UK and France.
Yeah. I mean, I could, like... I can see them just broadcasting the panel like to certain places, but if they show things at the panel, I would imagine it's probably going to be up on the official site if they broadcast it worldwide. And if they do end up broadcasting it worldwide, I think it's pretty safe to say that they will be showing something at the panel.
Yeah, they have. If they're doing that, there has to be a trailer.
Yeah,
I mean, it has to be big. It can't just be, oh, here's the poster.
Yeah, you know, no.
Which has like no characters on it.
Yeah.
My going theory is still that panel's going to be 58 minutes of boring nothingness and then 2 minutes of holy shit.
Well, no, it'll probably be like, okay, boring. Get to the trailer. They should start out by showing the teaser. And then they should, you know, bring on J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy, and they can do their movie people talk and...
Tell us absolutely nothing of value.
And then they could be like, oh, and surprise! Here's some people, surprise guests. And they might be Mark and Carrie, it might be new people, and we can all go, yay! And they can wave and smile and not say a word, because they're not allowed to.
The food was great.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac can just go, it's Star Wars. And then they'll be like, and here's a trailer. Mic drop. I will say, though, if they do show a trailer, they need to have it playing somewhere in the exhibit hall in a loop. Because
I think they probably, you know, anything that they show, they know they're going to keep showing. So it'll probably be one of those big screens that they had.
Because we need to analyze it. That's what we do.
I've still got 20-1 odds that Uncle George makes a 30-second cameo at that panel. Special guest.
Maybe by video, but yeah. I don't see him coming up.
Yeah. I can't see him coming now that he's not in charge.
Yeah. If it was in Orlando... Maybe because comes here a lot, apparently. But Anaheim, I don't know.
Rumblings that he's been spotted with Imagineers down at studios.
Yeah, he was. Ooh. That was a while ago.
Strange Creatures attraction coming to Epcot.
So we're going to be bringing Howard the Duck to Hollywood Studios. Got some synergy there with Marvel.
Well, Captain EO is going away, apparently.
So it's going to be Howard the Duck 3D.
Shut up.
It's going to be a 3D immersive experience, and we're going to do a musical number with One Direction.
What? Oh, God. No, we already went through the NSYNC and Attack of the Clones once.
We got to update our references.
No. God, that was the worst rumor.
Sorry, any excuse I have to bust out my George Lucas half-baked impression, which is mostly my Jamie Hyneman impression.
It's my favorite impression. But in other Celebration news, Gareth Edwards and Josh Trank, the standalone directors, are going to be there, but that's going to be a really stupid panel, and you shouldn't go to it. I'm not saying this because I'm bitter because I can't go to the panel.
But why can't you go to the panel?
But I'm bitter because I can't go to the panel. I'm bitter because someone signed me up to do a podcast at Celebration. So I guess I have to go do that instead.
Blow it off.
Right.
I can't do Tashi Station Radio without my co-host.
Yeah. Ryan, you can co-host with George Lucas.
Yeah, invite George on. That'll be
there. There we go. So George, what do you think about?
No. So George, tell us, when did you become a Star Wars fan?
Well, I had this idea.
I actually wrote Star Wars.
Originally, his name was Starkiller.
He'll come up with some stupid home planet for Kanan, and they'll put it on Wikipedia.
Is Stu John still canon?
It's not canon. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But, so yeah, they're going to be...
still canon, because George said it on a stage.
Yeah. Who cares?
But yeah, so if you are interested in the standalone directors, they will be at Celebration on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and as well as, I think, Kathleen Kennedy and some of the other story group people are going to be there.
So you can go to a panel in which you'll hear nothing but Hollywood speak and nothing of value, or
you can come to
our recording. You can have a chance.
Or you can come see me and Trisha and some other folks at the Diversity and Fandom.
I'm sorry, James. You're breaking up on me.
We haven't gone to the pimping our stuff part yet.
I'm just announcing what's happening at that same time.
Yes, but are you letting people join a podcast recording?
They could.
We're stealing one of your co-hosts.
No.
She's going to show up 30 minutes late to your panel with Starbucks.
That's fine. We'll have a HAPA tag off.
But, yeah, so it'll be interesting at least to see what they say, if anything. It would be nice to have them at least say, yes, Rogue One is about Rogue Squadron. Stop saying it's about Boba Fett. But they probably won't.
Like I've said the last 2 weeks, having Rogue One be about Boba Fett is a level of...
It's a level of troll
and blissful unawareness that I just don't think Lucasfilm is capable of.
Well, George did wear a Han Shot first shirt once.
Because George, unlike many of his fanboys, actually has a sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
Also, he can fit into that shirt.
Yes. And today, StarWars.com posted some celebration shirts, which immediately made me go, is this real? Because today is April Fool's. And they said, yes, it is. And they are all these awesome shirts. So you can go look and see what you want to buy. And there will be some of them in lady styles as well, because I asked and they said yes.
And yeah. I wouldn't count out that there's going to be an Episode 7 shirt, though. I think they just won't reveal it until the very last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they'll reveal it once the main panel has ended, because they've done that in the past. Yeah. At Celebration Europe, they started selling the Rebels shirt after the Rebels panel.
Yeah, like JJ will come out wearing it or something.
So are we talking,
and then people
like,
can pay $50 for it, and they will.
Are we talking like a shirt with the poster on it, or just a shirt with the logo on it? Because what secret is left with the logo and
no,
title?
like a poster okay. Or characters, yeah. or something,
and you know it will be cool.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, something retro style, something like that. That though.
But I've already picked out 2 shirts I want. Brian's picked out.
Is it the Gonk shirt?
No. the Leia I am not a committee shirt, and the Shakespeare one. The alas poor stormtrooper, whatever. It's funny.
I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about them selling flip-flops. That just seems like asking for trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited that they're having the Han and Leia paired shirts again, because I didn't get one at C5 and I didn't get one at C6 and now I can finally get one!
Dun dun dun.
So, yes. And
they should totally make Luke and Leia paired shirts.
They should! Yeah. Yes. And they have a Hera shirt. Hooray!
Wait, they're allowed to do that?
Yes, they have a Hera shirt. Where's Hera? She's on a shirt at Celebration.
So. Well, you know, that one's going to be a fast seller. Hera today, gone tomorrow.
Damn it, James!
That was good. A plus.
You're fired.
And also, her universe teased a Cloud City dress that looks amazing. And I still sometimes want to cry thinking of all these Star Wars clothes I own and thinking what 16-year-old me would say if I knew that one day I wouldn't be buying t-shirts in the boys section at Walmart.
What a time to be alive.
And the X-Wing cardigan. I'm going to wear that all the time.
So Nancy's traveling to Celebration with an empty suitcase.
I am. You think it's a joke, but it's...
That's very smart.
I'm bringing the shirts that I made and my costume and whatever I wear on the plane. And probably pants, because I don't think I'll have pants, but...
Please wear pants.
I could wear a dress. I mean... I will bring leggings because if I wear dresses, I'll be cold. Then I'm smart.
But yeah. And don't forget shoes.
Yeah.
You will need shoes.
I will need shoes because it'll be uncomfortable. And we're comfortable shoes, but that's a Celebration.
We'll come back to that in our con tips.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to Biggs Bullshite?
We shall move on to Biggs Bullshite. Oh. Star Wars rumors and speculations beyond all the rumors and speculation we've already talked about. Will Lords of the Sith feature. Will a Lords of the Sith character feature in Rogue One?
Okay, I have feelings about this, first
of all. All right, we're seeding the floor.
In the original article, that bit about Rogue One was speculation on the part of Jordan. Speculation. Mm-hmm. Now, I see why Media Outlets picked it up, because quite honestly, Rogue One is a hell of a lot sexier than this nebulous live-action series, but it was speculation.
Speaking of rumors, live-action series.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, we know Rogue One is happening. I don't think there's a whole lot of basis to it, though. I think it was just something he threw out. I don't see it happening. Because supposedly this character was directly from Kemp, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not hearing good things about the character either from people who are actually reading the book. So yeah. I wouldn't put a lot of... emphasis on that.
I feel like if characters were going to make the jump from books to other media, it would have been some of the people from A New Dawn, like Sloane. Like, I feel like that's a lot more ripe to like make a jump, because it's, you know, I mean, as much as we would like certain book characters to be in movies, it's very unlikely, and we all know that. And you know, saying, well, and now everything is all connected, so they'll all move back and forth. They probably won't still.
Everything's
canon
now. Yeah,
I think a lot of the book characters are just going to remain book characters. I mean, unless you get some breakouts. And honestly, I have to wonder if that's even possible at this point.
Yeah, because the problem, I mean, I talked about this last week on the show, and like the problem is now that the characters aren't like recurring. You know,
yeah,
and I mean, that might change with Aftermath and the other books, and you know, once they start building up the post Return of the Jedi era again, they might have, you know, new characters that keep showing up all the time, but right now it's just kind of one and done characters. And
but even in the old EU, a lot of characters were not catching on. Yeah. They just weren't. You know, your Maras and your Thrawns were so long ago, and then you had maybe the gaming characters like Revan or Reven or whatever the hell that gaming thing is. You know, those were the ones who broke out, because gamers, you know, get very attached to things. Mm-hmm. Kyle Katarn, I will never understand.
What did you say?
I don't know what the fucking name is.
Oh, Katarn.
I swore. Whatever, I don't care.
You know, they say that beneath Kyle Katarn's beard isn't a chin, but just another fist.
Shut up. God. Don't even start that, okay? I already swore once. I'll do it again. Whatever. That guy, I'm so sick of him. I'm glad he's dead.
Damn.
Can we talk about Dash Rendar now?
Sorry, what about Coke Zero?
I need to go get some Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, there's really not much to say there, is there? Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know. I would not believe any reports you see in the mainstream media because they don't fact check. Like, everyone's saying,
there's a way to fact check that, quite honestly.
Well, I mean, they're all just like, oh, this is speculation.
Yeah. You know, they just, you know.
But, and then everyone else takes it as fact. Like, everyone's saying how there was going to be a trailer at Celebration, which, while we believe there might be, it's still not confirmed, so.
Yeah. It's pretty much a no-duh kind of thing at this point, but still, we don't know for sure.
Yeah. And also, another rumor about Rogue One, Deadline is reporting that Ben Mendelsohn is up for a role in Rogue One. Don't know what it's for, or don't know what the role entails, but, now we get to hear casting rumors about standalones.
Yay! Yeah. Well, they took so long to come that it's like, finally we're getting rumors.
Yeah.
For
this. And as we did for The Force Awakens, we'll let you know there are certain outlets where reporting you can pretty much believe what they say, and others don't. Dunk, I'll let you say which ones they are because you know more than I do.
There's a couple tiers here. The first tier is the trades. That's Variety, Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, and The Wrap. If you hear it from them, first of all, they're legitimate media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually hearing, especially with the casting, they're probably hearing from agents and things. So you can pretty much get, if they say there's smoke, there's probably a fire. Then you kind of have the ones who've kind of been proven, who are kind of trustworthy. and that's a lot of the fan stuff. But it depends. You have to kind of look at the individual things. Like, are they, like, how much are they claiming they actually have, and how much are they speculating? Because sometimes I think people have trouble with that, like as we saw with the Lords of the Sith.
Yeah.
And then you have people who just make shit up because they think it'd be cool. and I won't name any names, but you can probably guess. them I would not trust at all.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you
I
see...
Would, and I would, honestly, I would put making... and I will name them when I was... I think making Star Wars is kind of in the middle. He does know some stuff. Whether he's interpreting that correctly, whether it's actually true, I don't know. But I think
the hard problem with a lot of this, the stuff and speculation, is you don't know what is actually the person speculating based on things they've seen, or what is, like, what's their interpretation of it. Because it's like when people were talking about, oh yeah, they showed concept art of Rogue One and this is what people said it looked like. Well, that's someone's interpretation. So, and as we know, as we've learned on the internet lately, what people see is not necessarily the same for everybody.
So some shareholder who has no idea what they're looking at said, oh, it looks like Halo, so it must be about Boba Fett.
Yeah, you have to kind of be able to kind of scope how much, you know, is this person trustworthy? And so it's really hard.
Yeah, but, and also, like, even if a person hears a report that is 100% truthful, they might, you know, come up with their own idea of plot or storyline based on that. That is completely.
Yeah. Remember Boss Nass.
Yes.
Yes.
Someone in the chat asked a good question, which is, do we think the standalones will be anywhere near as popular as the episodes or the original movies?
Go ahead.
I think they have a good chance. It really, but I think they'll be marketed just as heavily. People will know this is Star Wars. So you might see kind of like a little disparity, like how, you know, Thor the Dark World didn't do as well as the Avengers, that kind of thing. But I still think they'll do pretty well. I mean, I don't think they're going to flop unless they're absolutely horrible.
Yeah, so. I see the standalones making the interstitial Marvel film money, and the episodes will make Avengers money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree that I think that comparing it to Thor and Avengers, or maybe even Hulk and Avengers... that, you know, it'll still be a decent amount, but it may not reach the level of saturation that people saving up for the episodes are. That yeah. If people are gonna fade out, it's gonna be on the standalones and not on the episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I do not think they're gonna make the Clone Wars movie money, which was kind of not that much. But they will definitely make. They will do well.
Yeah, they'll be in the multiple hundreds of millions, while the episodes will be in the billions.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think that's it. Kind of a slow, most of the news is focusing on Celebration lately.
And a lot of stuff is probably being held back for Celebration.
Most everything.
Which brings us now to Cammie's concerns, and the reason we've got James and Dunk on the show this week is because they are Celebration veterans, and this is our Celebration pre-show.
Woo! Celebration!
Dun, dun, dun.
We love Celebration. Celebration is the best.
Celebration is insane.
So, this will be my fourth Celebration. I first attended in Celebration 3, and then Celebration 5 and 6. I kind of feel like almost because I cheated because they were in Orlando. I didn't travel, but at Celebration 5, I really wasn't involved in fandom at that time, and Celebration 5 is what got me back into it. And then Celebration 6, I was like gung-ho again, but Brian, this is your second Celebration.
This is my second. I flew out from Seattle for Celebration 6 here in Orlando, and I moved here. But yeah, that was my first Celebration. That was fun because I did that and then turned right around with you and went to Dragon Con.
That was fun.
That was fun. It was a great 2 weeks. But yeah, this is my second Celebration. This is the first one where I've got to crash at a hotel. I'm excited.
Dunk, what about you?
This is my fifth Celebration, I think. Yeah, fifth. I drove to 3 because it was in Indianapolis. Poor Indianapolis. I went to the first one in LA, and then the two in Orlando, and I'm missing one. Shit. Were there two in Indianapolis, James?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Two and three.
But I went to 3. I went to 4. I went to 5.
6.
6. And 7. So that's 5, right?
Yeah. This will be your fifth.
God, it's too late.
Basic math. Brought to you by Dunk.
Anyway, I've been to a bunch. Let's just say that. And I've had to travel to go to everyone, so.
Sorry.
Yeah. This is going to be my seventh Celebration. I started with Celebration 2 and did all the ones after that, and then I went to Celebration Europe in Germany 2 years ago.
Nice.
You didn't do Japan, did you?
No, I did not do Japan or England or Denver.
I totally forgot that there was a Celebration Japan until I was looking up celebrations on Wikipedia, and I was like, oh yeah, that was a thing.
Yep.
Totally forgot about that. So, we've all been to Celebration, and pretty times, and last time, Club Jade put together a Celebration convention tips. So I thought we could go down and, just go over for new people to conventions in general or Celebration, because even if you've gone to bigger conventions, Celebration's a little bit different because it's just Star Wars, so there are things that are different than, like, say, Comic-Con, but
there are actually queues and it's well organized.
Well, so I don't know if we want to go down and pick things that we think are important, or we just want to throw stuff out.
I'm kind of the throw stuff out.
Let's,
but that's
throw
kind
stuff
of
out
mentality.
At the wall. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let's start with your packing list. Things to bring to Celebration or any convention in general, because if you've never gone to a con, there are things you should bring, but you may not be thinking of it.
Battery packs.
Yeah. No backpacks. Actually, this is I'm anti-backpack. Yeah, it's a debate. But I firmly believe you shouldn't have a backpack because it's really easy to hit people with them when you're turning around, because you're gonna be turning around a lot because you're gonna get lost. So I kind of like the messenger bag like hangs from your side.
Yeah,
just
pro messenger bag.
Yeah, and it honestly it's personal preference. It really is.
Brian, but you have a backpack.
Because yeah. I don't own a messenger bag.
I think that for the people that buy a lot of stuff, obviously that can't fit in a messenger bag. They're gonna go with a backpack.
Yeah,
and I prefer a backpack over rolling luggage.
Yeah.
Do not bring rolling luggage because someone will trip over it.
If you bring rolling luggage, we will glare at you passive aggressively.
If you do, I mean, in the airport, it's fine because everyone knows that you're in the airport, in the hotel, whatever. But on the con floor, unless you are, unless you are selling things out of a suitcase, which you probably shouldn't do, because I'm pretty sure that's illegal. just because someone will trip over it, and it's just a bad scene.
Or you'll lose it.
Yeah.
Or you'll lose it.
Yeah, and if you do bring a backpack, just because it's more comfortable for you, because you want to be comfortable, but be cognizant that it's on your back, And even with a messenger bag, you can still hit people if you turn around quickly. Be cognizant. Don't turn around quickly in celebration.
just be aware that it's going to be very crowded, especially the dealer room. The dealer room is insane. And sometimes they do wide aisles, sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
So... just be aware that you're going to be squeezed in.
And even the past two celebrations that had pretty good aisles, there were points when there were bottlenecks if they were doing something at a booth or whatever.
Or there's a photo shoot going on in the middle of an intersection.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Yeah.
Don't do photo shoots in the dealer room.
Hey, that's a good segue to taking pictures of people. I think, James, did you write the post last time about...
He's the expert here.
I've been taking photos at cons for a long time. And basically, the main thing is, treat them like people. Ask permission first. It's always good to thank them afterwards, that you can't just, and if you're going to pose with them, make sure that... they're okay with that first, that, sometimes, people in costume, they can't see very well, or they don't want people grabbing onto their costume because they'll lose balance or stuff might fall off. So, be really respectful of personal space and such. When there's a really popular costume, you're going to probably see a whole bunch of people taking pictures and people might be jumping in and out, and you just kind of have to wait your turn, and as you get up to the front, sometimes it'll be a line, sometimes it'll be kind of a mob, and you just kind of have to figure out who got there first to jump in. But the real key thing with, especially with stormtroopers and a lot of the hard costumes with masks, is their vision is not very much, so they might not be able to see a kid standing right in front of them, and definitely not something behind them. And usually, certainly with the 501st and Rebel Legion, they try to have handlers who might be in costume or might not be. So, get the attention of their handler if you want to get a picture with them, and so that way, they can get the best picture you can.
Yeah, and if you see someone walking in, the convention center, and you have to get a picture of them, go to the side. don't take a picture in the middle of a walkway or whatever, because people are going to
be aware of the traffic patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're going to hand somebody your camera to, say, hey, I want to jump in a picture of this, can you take a picture? Make sure your camera's ready to take the picture. Don't have them try and figure out your iPhone to take a picture. Have it ready to go. So all I have to, and tell them what button to push. Because, people will hand me their phones and I'll end up, oh, hey, I'm going to reverse the shot and take a picture of the inside of my mouth. I will do that to you.
And there will be a ton of costumes that you want to take pictures of. I know we actually bought a smaller camera just for this purpose, because the camera phones weren't cutting it, and then You know, it's way too much of a process to bring out the DSLR every time you're walking through the dealer room.
I had to worry about whacking people with the DSLR I was carrying.
And just to let you know, there's going to be a lot of big group photos going on. There's on the force.net there on the boards, there's a list of when the Rebel Legion group is, the all customers group, Slave Leia, Mando Mercs, this just the stormtroopers, just the pilots, the all the 501st. They're all organizing different times. And then of course, you know, there's the Ahsoka group.
Yes.
For Ahsoka Lives.
Going back to what to bring, you know, if you are coming, if you're traveling to the con, you're gonna want to, you know, obviously check the weather before you fly. Although, you know, around this time of year, it's usually like jeans and or shorts and a t-shirt kind of weather.
One of those things is that Southern California can be warm during the day, but it cools off quickly at night. You know, Anaheim's a little bit inland, but you know, just because it's warm during the day doesn't mean that it'll be warm at night when you're out going around town to find some food.
And yeah, when we were in LA, I was shocked how cold it was at night. It's like, bring a jacket.
Yeah, and you will want a jacket anyway, because the convention center usually is very cold.
Yeah, at least
are in the room first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, at the very least, have a hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh, and I found my list, by the way, of things to bring. From the chat, we have Wiki Cookie saying poster tube, which I always forget because I'm not a collector.
Yeah.
A solid-sided, like, folder type thing is good. If you get, like, prints or if you're an autograph person and all that.
Yeah, if you buy anything from the art show.
Yes, yes. Hand sanitizer, whatever you want. It's a must. Don't forget con crud. That's all I'm going to say on that. Snacks.
Snacks. I prefer snacks that can't be destroyed. You know,
yeah,
things
like granola bar type stuff. Yeah.
Or fruit, the gummy fruit things. Those are actually a really good way to inject sugar into your system. But make sure you also get real food, too, because you'll want real food.
Yes.
Try to get at least two real meals, like breakfast and dinner or whatever. I mean, lunch, just, you know, whatever. But you're going to need... You know, you're going to need meals.
It is really easy to run on a caloric deficit while you're at a convention. And if you're not eating enough, you will get sick. You will get a migraine. You will be miserable.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and you're going to be walking a lot.
Yeah. Even if you're staying at one of the hotels, like right near the convention center, you're still going to be walking back and forth the convention center. Yeah.
And if you're doing the bounty hunt, you'll be running back and forth.
But yeah, we're staying like a 10-minute walk away. And then, you know, between that and the convention center, I'm really interested to see what our pedometers say for the first day. I'm imagining it's going to rival
some of them. If you're a 10-minute walk away from the convention center, you probably don't want to go back to your hotel.
Oh, no, we
won't.
My pedometer's
Be aware that, you know, things are so packed. That's why you kind of need a bag, because you're going to want to bring everything you need that day with you.
Yeah. No, I mean, and thankfully, the plus with having the celebrations here is that, you know, I didn't go home during the day. I'd stay the whole time at the convention center. So I'm, you know, used to that sort of thing. But if you're used to a con like Dragon Con, where, you know, the hotels are right there.
Dude, at Dragon Con, the elevator situation is so bad that I packed for Dragon Con like I did for a celebration. I honestly
That's
did.
True.
I was like, I'm not getting back in those elevators all day long.
That's true.
So I packed everything I needed. I had my laptop and my chargers and all that stuff.
Yeah, chargers. Yeah, definitely bring chargers.
Yeah, an extra cell phone charger battery type thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brian saved me last time.
Go
get your own.
Did I? Oh, I did.
You did.
Yeah, you're going to abuse the battery on your phone at Celebration. I promise you will. Yeah. So
even if you buy Wi-Fi or whatever, or use the free Wi-Fi, your battery's still going to go down because you're going to be texting people. You're going to be
And you're
going to
go in and out of the Wi-Fi like crazy.
Yeah, you're going to be tweeting, you know, because, you know, if they drop a trailer, you're going to be wanting to go and see what everyone else is saying about it, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yep. trying to think what else. Definitely, yeah. I always bring snacks. If you're staying at a hotel that has a free breakfast, grab some fruit from the
thing.
Yeah.
Bagels. That's what
make
I'm doing.
Make use of your complimentary continental breakfast.
That's what I'm doing.
A couple bagels. A couple bagels are worth gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, or some bananas.
Especially because
bananas.
You're not sure apples. How they're going to have it set up, but last time they had like the food court in the exhibit hall, which was really nice because you didn't have to like leave, but the lines got super crazy long at certain times of the day. So
yeah, like try if you're in the hall a lot, you know, see what the low times are and try and, you know, go, you know, try, you know, have a granola when the lines are long, and then, you know, in an hour maybe it's down, and then you can go get, you know, something somewhat resembling real food. Yeah. I have no idea what they're going to do this time, though. I don't know the situation in the...
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty packed on the dealer floor. I don't know if there's going to be a food area or not.
Well, don't they have food trucks, though? Don't they?
They are going to be getting food trucks, so those will be out on the Grand Plaza, probably between the Hilton and the Marriott, outside the front entrance of the convention center.
I'm actually super excited about food trucks, because we have food trucks and they're awesome. I want to try new food trucks.
That'll be cool.
Bring basic medical supplies, like, you know, ibuprofen or whatever need.
Definitely.
If you're taking something prescription regularly, make sure you have it with you, because you don't know if you're going to be able to get back to the hotel room. Band-aids are good, just in case.
Blisters, because you're walking a lot.
You're walking a lot. You don't know. You know. Make sure your shoes are broken in. Don't wear brand new shoes.
Wear your nice. Wear your comfortable shoes. Don't try to be fashionable and wear stiletto heels unless you can walk in them.
Yeah. What? I mean, if you save your stilettos for the parties or whatever that are at your hotel, so you know that you can walk barefoot back to the elevator or whatever. But don't, wear, you know, tennis shoes, whatever, good solid shoes.
Yeah.
Broken in. If you haven't already started breaking them in, it's too late.
Yeah.
You need to wear them every single day until the con.
Yeah.
Also, have we said bring a water
bed?
Have we said bring a water bottle? Bring a water bottle.
Yes. Bring a water bottle. Yes.
Water bottle.
You know, obviously you're going to bring money, either cash wise or credit cards. Not sure if, you know, this is really as necessary anymore, but it can't hurt to at least let your bank know that you will be traveling and might be spending a lot of money. Because they might go, hey, there's a lot of purchases from Anaheim, and you live in Orlando.
Also make sure that some of the purchases might be charged to places from other states.
Yeah. And if you do bring cash, make sure you're, aware that some vendors might give you a deal if you pay cash. Most vendors take cards now, but it still can't hurt to have some cash on you.
Well, a lot of the vendors that do take card are using like Square, and Square has an upcharge per transaction, and they will often pass that upcharge on to you.
Yeah. Anything else we can think of we need to mention or bring? It can't hurt to bring a schedule, like a spreadsheet of what you want.
Whether it's on your phone or written down. It's always good to have something written down, because then that way you can write on it if you need to.
Yeah.
Bring something to keep you entertained when you're in a very long queue. Yes.
Yeah. Pens, a notepad and a paper, because, you know, you might be in a panel and someone says something really funny and you might want to jot it down. Or you
just tweet it.
Yeah. Or you're a blogger and, you know, taking notes.
But bring regular pens, and also bring a Sharpie or two, just in case you run into somebody who wants to sign something.
Yeah.
Bring something to keep you entertained when you're in a very long queue for one of the big...
I bring Dunk for that.
in case you're sick of your friends.
We've got like small card games,
even just a pack of cards.
Yeah.
I mean, is good, and it's light, and, you know, it's small. Something non-electronic, so you can, you know, socialize.
A paperback.
While you do it.
Yeah.
Maybe a free copy of the Crystal Star.
Bring your Kindle. Honestly, every time I fly, I see people on the plane and they don't have anything to read or watch. And I'm just totally, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And this is my first travel with a Kindle, and I'm so excited. I've been buying way too many
and
books.
And now
books that
you
I will
don't
read.
Need to
it's
turn
gonna break
your,
on the plane.
And now you don't need to turn your Kindle off when you're taking off or landing.
Yeah, so it's perfect. Well, yeah, it's perfect. Even just buy a magazine or something. Yeah. I'm just, why are people sitting here? You know, the only time I've been able to fly.
Especially since SkyMall is gone.
Oh.
So SkyMall. The only time I've been able to do that is I'd taken two Claritin. It was at Dragon Con, and I'd taken two Claritin because I had the Concrud. And so I was so drugged up that I just stared at the back of the seat. And that's what I think of every time I see someone without something to do. Even if you're playing solitaire, just do something. What is wrong with you? You're not going to be able to converse with everyone. That's just me being an introvert. But.
And if you need a book, the Del Rey booth will be giving away copies of Mercy Kill on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, they will be. Yeah, Saturday, bring a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
Saturday,
yes.
We're wearing Hawaiian shirts for Aaron, which means I need to find a new one because I don't like the one I have now.
Yes.
Shoot.
Thanks
for the reminder, self.
You were welcome. So if you are going to the Aaron Olsen tribute panel on Saturday, or even if you're not, Saturday is Aloha Aaron Day, so wear an Aloha shirt.
Tie-dye is also good.
Wear clothing that offends the viewer. And
yes.
That is the rule.
Hawaiian shirts, tie-dye. What's another thing? Flames? Those big
flames.
Red
yep.
flames? Yes.
Yeah, okay. those are actually offensive.
Are they? Really?
Well, I think Hawaiian shirts are cool, so.
Oh, James, no.
Oh, James.
If you're going to be doing autographs, make sure if you have certain things you want them to sign, like certain pictures or whatever, bring those and bring a folder to keep everything all nice.
Yeah, and this is one area where I asked Justin from Jedi News to write something for us for the condips, because I've never done the autograph hall, and I don't know anyone who actually has.
I did the autograph hall at Celebration 3, which was 10 years ago. But
yeah, I did it at Celebration 2.
But official picks was running it at the time, and it was pretty well organized. It was, you know, buy your tickets, certain celebrities are a certain number of tickets. You give which ones you need, and then they'll have pictures you can buy there to have them sign, or you can have them sign whatever. I had a poster that I had a bunch of people sign. But celebrities like Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, they will be run differently. You will have to I would recommend pre-ordering for them.
You absolutely have, you know, honestly, absolutely pre-order.
Yeah. And they'll
because this it's madness.
Yeah, and they'll have a number on the ticket, based on when you ordered, and that determines when you can get in the line. So if you're getting one of those autographs, don't bank on being able to get in line Thursday and get their autograph, because it might not be your turn. Especially if Carrie Fisher anoints everyone with glitter, as she did at Indiana Comic Con, it might take a lot longer than expected. But that's fine, because she'll be anointing people with glitter. And
yeah,
it's awesome.
Just know what you're getting into. Don't expect to be able to just walk in and get in. You know, at my local Comic Con, you know, you just walk up, and because it's not a big deal, because there's not that many people, but depending. But at this one, yeah, it's going to be insane. So, look into it. Do your research. Again, we have the convention tip thing from Justin that pretty much lays it all out.
Yeah.
And it's been updated for the new celebration and all that. And so that's my recommendation, because I haven't a clue.
Yeah. And if you know, and if you're new to conventions and autographs halls in general, don't expect to be able to take a photo with the guests. A lot of people do the photo ops now, especially like Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher,
Ian McDiarmid,
they'll do professional photo ops that you have to pay extra for.
They're separate, yeah.
People at, you know, tables all the time, they'll probably do it, but not necessarily, so be sure to ask before you say if you can take a photo. And if they say no, just say, okay, thank you, and, you know, don't be offended.
Get your autograph.
Yeah, get your autograph.
And be aware if it's someone like Vanessa Marshall and stuff. who are new, they might start out in one place and be moved. Like, I remember Ashley was so popular at the first Celebration.
Yeah.
They moved her to the big tent because she was just super. There were so many people who wanted to meet her.
Yes. Also,
so be aware that things might change.
Also, for Ashley, I know she does. She's at the Her Universe booth a lot, and you might be able to see her there and talk to her there. But if she does signings there, she's signing Her Universe merchandise and not, you know, Ahsoka action figures. She will not be able to do it because of contracts.
Because they have deals. Yeah. So just be, I mean, if you want to talk to Ashley, you could probably do that at the booth, but getting her to sign anything special might not go very well.
Yes.
Or might not be an option.
Yeah.
That's the more diplomatic way of saying
So for the dealer room, I know a lot of people recommend kind of doing a scope of the dealer room, figuring out what you want to buy, and then I know a lot of people say wait to the last day because a lot of vendors do deals, especially for the vendors like that do action figures and stuff. But,
well, yeah, there's always the chance that what you want will be gone by then if it's something that's in limited supply.
If it's exclusive stuff at like the Celebration store, don't wait. Go get it.
Yeah, don't wait.
If you see a Jaina Solo action figure, buy it. if you just don't care, if you don't care what action figures there are, you know, they might be like, oh, 5 action figures for $20, you know.
You might be able to get like I really want the Disco Anakin figure that I did not buy last time. But you know what? If I don't get it, no big. So I might wait till the last day for that. But it's not something I really, really want. If it's something you really, really want, think about it. Think about, well, I'm willing to pay up to $15 for this action figure, which is ridiculous. But you know, give yourself a kind of a basic budget, and if you see it for under that, just buy it.
Yeah,
but you know, if they want, you know, $50 for this action figure, I'll wait. See if I find it somewhere else. See if I find it cheaper. It all just depends on, like, I'm not a collector, so I really have no problem. But I'm also a sucker for anything like weird jewelry.
Dun dun dun.
Like little Han and carbonite necklace. I'd totally buy. You know, if there's a Santa Mall there, I would probably buy him.
At Celebration 5.
I'm going to make some Team Hondo jewelry and sell it for ridiculous amounts of money.
At Celebration 5, I was walking around the dealer hall as the convention was closing, and I went to the where all the Lego minifigs were, and I found Amara, and I was like, ah! And I paused. I was so excited.
Yeah, I hope there's that booth there. They do the custom Lego stuff.
Yeah,
I wonder if they'll be there this year because they're pretty awesome. Anything unique to me? I want something that's more unique, something that I'm not gonna just be able to find on eBay the next day.
Yeah, the Celebration store will have everything there is pretty much exclusive to Celebration. They might have some stuff that they have online afterwards, but generally, it's pretty much exclusive, and there are some things that are limited supply, so you will want to go there Thursday morning ASAP and buy them.
But one thing to be aware of it though is that a lot of the stuff will sell out really fast. Like, remember last time there were those Mara Marquettes?
Yep.
And what happened was most of those sold at the preview night.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were only available for one day, or that morning before the exhibit hall even opened, which is completely unfair, and I admit that, but just be aware that that happens. Because all these dealers are going and trying to buy as many as they can, and they can, and they get exhibitor badges, so they get in before most of the people. It is, and you know, hopefully that doesn't happen this time, but it is gonna happen with a lot of the exclusive type stuff. It sucks, but be aware that that does happen.
Yeah. And so we talked about taking pictures of people in costume, but if you are costuming, I don't costume a lot, but I've done it a few times, and be aware that it can get really hot. So make sure you drink water and you eat food. If you don't want to wear a costume all day, bring a change of clothes. And if you have a costume that limits your maneuverability. You might want to have a friend with you to help you get around and not bump into people, not fall over.
And that if you're in a costume that's really cool, you know, there's a really good chance that you might not be able to move very fast because people will want to take your picture and take pictures with you. That if you want to go somewhere, be dressed as a normal person.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to say no. And if you are walking.
And they do. They will have a coat check, I think. I saw it on the schedule.
Yeah.
So that's really good in that you can, you know, you might, I think, I know a lot of the 501st people, they'll have those big Rubbermaid containers and they can check those. So
yeah, I know.
Then they can put them.
I know we're doing our costume Thursday, and then I will probably want to change at some point during the day to regular clothes. Just because I like to. The preliminary schedule is out. So if you haven't done so, you can go on the Star Wars Celebration website or the app and start looking through the panels. You will definitely want to look at the panels before you go, because if you don't have a plan of attack, you will be completely overwhelmed and not have a good time.
Yeah, definitely, you know, take a long look at the schedule.
And factor in the time that you might have to wait in line for some of the panels.
Yeah, expect at least an hour. It depends on the panel. Like the book panel, you can probably, like the Delray panel, you can usually just walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but if you're seeing a panel with a star, wait
if
an
you're
hour.
Seeing, yeah, if you're seeing a Mark Hamill panel, you an hour,
2 hours,
two, maybe three.
Yeah.
And there'll be a room. Well, hopefully there'll be a room where you queue up.
And they might lock you in.
Yeah, and that's when you need your playing cards and things of that nature. Or you can blog, which is, I think, what we did at one point.
Last time we recorded podcast. An entire podcast.
yeah, we did do
that. I remember that.
In the lineup,
But
that was my first podcast.
Yeah. But so if an event is in the celebration stage, that's probably one of the bigger panels. You'll want to get there early. And have backups, because if you can't get into a panel, you can, you know, go to some other panel. They are staggered. They don't all start at the same time. So, and be aware of that a panel might be ending right as another one starts, and you probably won't be able to run across the convention center to get there.
So keep in mind take a look at the map when you get there and say, okay, well if I don't get to this panel, I can go across the hall.
Most of the panels are going to be on the second and third floor, mostly on the third floor of the convention center, except for the celebration stage, which is going to be in the arena, which is kind of next door to the convention center. So if you definitely plan some travel time for going to and from the arena, the other ones are pretty close to each other, but there will probably be lines that you might have to wait in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have they said where exactly the digital stage and behind the scenes stages are going to be?
I believe that they might have hinted where the behind the scenes stage might be. I don't think they've announced where the digital stage is. Can't say anymore.
I'm really hoping they have a floor map or floor plan, because I've looked at the Anaheim Convention Center one.
There'll be a map. They won't go up.
Yeah.
And they will also. They usually have a paper program.
Yeah,
that they
a
give
paper
to
program,
you.
and we will get a map of the dealer room at some point.
Yeah,
so that'll be handy too. That'll tell you where Hasbro is, and all that
and Lego and all the different things that you can, the Endor bunker, the cantina, or the Echo Base Med Lab that you can take pictures with.
And also in the dealer room, there'll be a lot of props around and like photo ops. We hope
those weren't always.
There will be.
There will be this time. Okay.
So
the fan made props of like the Millennium Falcon and stuff that you can stand in front of and take a picture.
Yeah.
And Roxy the Rancor. Sweet.
Is Roxy coming back?
I believe so.
Yay!
Again, I can't really say more.
Ugh, James.
But yeah, so you be aware. There's all those things to see. So don't pack your schedule full of panels. Like, have things you plan that you want to see, but also be aware that you might just think, I don't feel like going to a panel, I just feel like walking around the exhibit hall. And that is just as fine as going to a panel. Like, I don't know how many panels I ended up blowing off at the last celebration because I just wanted to go to the exhibit hall, or I wanted to go to the R2 room or whatever.
Yeah.
But the big thing here is accept the inevitability that you're not going to do everything you want to.
I mean, we, you know, we said it before, you know, by our podcast conflicts with a the panel I wanted to see. You know, I have a bunch of panels that conflict with other panels I want to see. So.
Yeah. And there's stuff that they haven't announced yet that we don't know is going to be. So.
Yeah.
So just be aware. Now, the big stuff, what they've been doing lately is the big stuff is usually going to be at the end of the day. You know, your Hamels and your, except for the, obviously, the opening panel.
Yeah.
But they're usually, the big celebrity stuff is usually at the end of the day. So that's kind of handy in that you know you're going to be sitting and around and chilling out for a while.
And for the opening panel, you know, they haven't said what the procedure is for the wristbands. They're be giving away wristbands. But if you don't care about being in the room, you'll be able to go and still see it in one of the other rooms.
Overflow rooms.
Yeah, overflow rooms.
Yeah, they're gonna put it on the screens in every one of the giant rooms.
I saw the George Lucas panel in the digital stage because I was like 20 people away from the cutoff and I was really mad about it. But it was still super fun because, you know, that's
you're still in a room full of Star Wars fans.
Yeah. And so even if you're in one of the smaller rooms, I mean, you're still going to freak out and have a good time and see what it is.
I mean, that's my plan. I'm not even going to bother with the wristband. I'm going to one of the overflow rooms and watching it on a screen because I'd much rather spend my Wednesday before celebration hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I have no idea. I'm probably not even going to get to Anaheim until like 4 because of LAX and all that stuff. So I'm just like the chances of me getting a wristband, forget it. You know, had I known about this, maybe I'd have come in a day earlier, but I didn't know about it until after I got my plane ticket.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that the wristband situation might be like the way Hall H at San Diego Comic-Con is, where people will camp overnight until they give out wristbands. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Me too.
No.
I am not starting Celebration off dead.
Yeah.
Exactly. I ended Celebration 3 dead.
I did every celebration day.
It is
exhausting. Yeah,
I did the Lucas line at Celebration 3 and it was terrible.
Wow.
It was awful. I got so sick.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason I have such bad feelings about Indianapolis, because I got rained on and snowed on. I was like, what the hell is this? I'm not prepared.
Good times.
Yeah. But, So, and also there'll be a ton of stuff to do after the convention. There's, you know, meetups and stuff. You know, if there's parties, if you are part of the Rebel Legion or the 501st, you know, they have parties.
You have to buy tickets for some of these parties. Like the 501st, you definitely do. So if you really want to go to them, look into that. Buy it ASAP, because if they're not sold out now, they will be very soon.
But the 501st party, I think, is like $80.
Yeah. But also, if you don't want to do that, you know, even just going to like one of the hotel lounges and hanging out, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of Star Wars fans there. So even if you don't know people, you know, you might by the end of the night. So
exactly.
Especially if there's karaoke.
And keep your eyes open because there are after hours stuff that's kind of open to anyone. I mean, is it Thursday night? We are at the podcast listener meetup.
Yeah.
Is it the Hilton?
At the Hilton Mix Lounge from 6:30 to 8.
That is open to anyone.
Yeah. And we're going to be there, so come. But yeah, I remember at Celebration 3, we were at one of the hotel bars that it wasn't the hotel I was staying at, but we were there, and Ray Park was there just hanging out, and Richard LeParmentier was there, and he signed a lady's boob, and I will never forget that for as long as I live. Never forget it. He said, "Now these are the most ultimate power in the universe."
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we okay. all just kind of
smoothie.
We all looked at each other and we were like, did that just happen? What? So yeah, there will be a lot of stuff to do after the con. Are they going to have a mixer this year?
They haven't had a mixer in a while, have
they? I believe there will be a mixer. It has not been announced yet, but DJ Elliot has said that he will be spinning at the...
DJ Lobot.
Yep, at the Saturday Night Fan Mixer. It could be that they're maybe trying to figure out where it's going to be, and so that's why they haven't announced it yet.
If you have gone to Star Wars Weekends, DJ Elliot is the DJ Lobot who's there. It's cool. Oh, and they'll also be showing the movies in the digital stage every night.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's fun to see.
This is the first chance to see Revenge of the Sith in 3D and get special exclusive 3D glasses.
And Ian McDiarmid is going to be introducing it, which is pretty cool. And as Jane said, there's a group photo list. You can find that on force.net. We'll put a link in the show notes. So unless there's anything else we want to talk about, we can pimp our panels.
All right.
So Brian and I will be on the Toshi Station podcast, shocker, Sunday morning at 10:30 in room 208B. We will be giving away some awesome things like a chewed on copy of The Crystal Star. Chewed on by Mara.
Is it going to be signed by Mara?
It will be signed by Mara. You will be able to get a personalized chewed up copy of The Crystal Star that has Mara's paw print on the inside cover.
And we'll also have a Hera action figure to give away.
Oh my god, you got a Hera action figure.
Well, Amy Radcliffe got one for us. And I said, Amy, can we have one of the ones you got? So.
And we've got a couple other books that we're bringing with us. We've got a copy of The Essential Guide to Warfare. And we've got two things here that are kind of unique. Advanced copies of, what do we got there? Empire, Rebellion, Honor Among Thieves, and Heir to the Jedi.
You mean just Honor? Well, this one actually says Empire and Rebellion, Honor Among Thieves. That's why it's kind of cool.
Heir to the Jedi. Yeah, and these are the advanced copies that don't actually have the cover art on them from the good folks at Del Rey and Random House. We get these ahead of time so we can review them, and it's a unique item we'll be giving away.
And the Essential Atlas.
Yes, and a copy of the Essential Atlas.
And the Atlas and Warfare are both signed.
And stay tuned, we may have some other things to give away, so... Come to our panel because we're giving away stuff. And we're going to let you talk on the show.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I guess I'm going to pimp the Bounty Hunt, which is an event I've been putting on at Celebrations for the past 3 or 4 Celebrations. It's like a puzzle hunt, scavenger hunt race that you solve clues. And once you solve the puzzle, it will lead you to a place in the convention center where someone will stamp your scorecard. And it's a lot of fun.
And it might be me.
And might even be Dunk stamping your scorecard. She's going to be working for me for once. Wahahaha.
Yeah.
And we're doing it Thursday afternoon, Friday evening, and Sunday afternoon. The Sunday afternoon one is specially designed for families with children. So it's a lot of fun. I know Wookie Cookie, who's in the chat, has done it and won first place in previous bounty hunts. So it is a lot of fun, and it's a unique way to share your Star Wars knowledge, puzzle-solving ability, and win some cool prizes. We got some cool prizes from Del Rey, a couple copies of Lords of the Sith, which won't even be out yet.
Nice.
So you might win that. Also some cool stuff from Lucasfilm that who knows what we'll get. And I don't know, you want to say anything else? Dunk?
I'm going to be on the Star Wars journalism panel with Brian Young of Full of Sith and Big Shiny Robot, Amy Radcliffe, who writes for like everyone, Eric Eller from the Force.net, and that's Friday at 10:30 on the fan stage. And I'm also going to pimp, even though I'm not on it, the tribute to Aaron Alston.
Yes.
Saturday at 4 on Behind the Scenes stage. And you should totally go to that.
Yes. Yep. And then I'm on two panels that are on at overlapping times. Sunday morning at 11 a.m. is the From a Certain Point of View panel, hosted by Trisha Barr. And then Sunday at 11:30 a.m. is Building a Thriving Local Fan Club. I'll be talking about how to start up a fan force chapter. And then there'll also be people from 501st Rebel Legion and other Star Wars clubs from Southern California talking about how to start a fan club in your own community. So check that out. I'll be at both of those, even though they overlap.
You're going to clone yourself?
He has a time turner.
Yeah, I'm going to be like the Flash James. And just run really fast between the both, and there'll be two of me.
I thought we were just getting James and James.
You might. Uh-oh. Looks like we have a surprise guest.
What?
Baby Jawa is in the house.
Yay,
baby Jawa, you want to say anything?
No.
Her tummy just made a sound.
Okay, let's wrap up on this. Panels we're looking forward to at Celebration. Mm.
I wonder which ones.
Well, there's obviously the J.J. Abrams and the Kathleen Kennedy panel, which I still think is going to be 58 minutes of boredom and 2 minutes of holy shit trailer.
I'm looking forward to the Delray panel because I'm wondering what they might tell us about future books. Hoping I'm not disappointed, but preparing for it.
I'm also looking forward to the Marvel panel as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Marvel panel said there will be two announcements at it, so...
I wonder if they're going to announce the two things at the beginning and then half the people will leave.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that they tell us who the protagonist of the Aftermath is at the Delray panel.
Yeah, and I also...
that's the least they can do.
And what...
Well, isn't it Wedge and Ahsoka?
I'm actually pretty sure it's Wedge, but Ahsoka and, was just...
Yeah, when they say fan favorite film character, that just screams Wedge.
Yeah,
and
there's very few options there.
And I mean, also,
if
they could give us more concrete information about the other two books in that trilogy.
What if it's Admiral Ackbar?
It's a trap.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah, he's everyone's favorite.
I'd like to know who the other two writers, if there are two other writers.
Someone asked Chuck Wendig on Twitter, and he said he couldn't say anything, so... take that for what you will. Also, if you're not following Chuck Wendig, what are you doing with your life? Go follow him.
He's hilarious.
He trolls everyone every morning.
He is a gift.
It's awesome.
You know who he reminds me of? Randy from Dark Horse.
Oh, kind of.
only like on like crack.
Yeah.
Because Randy used to troll the fandom too.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. Yeah.
It's great. Also, what other panels? Oh, the Jen Heddle is running a panel called What Princess Leia Means to Me on Sunday on the fan stage. That should be a good panel. That's going to be packed, I think.
Yeah. And I would recommend going to the closing ceremony, if only because they're probably going to announce the next celebration, maybe the next two celebrations.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got another international and domestic announced on closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. So just be aware.
Yeah. The Rebels cast panel. Since I'm not going to the Rebels premiere, which I'm bummed about, I definitely want to go and see them. I went to see the Clone Wars actors panels at Celebration 5 before I even started watching the show, and that was actually what made me want to watch the show, because they were really funny.
And there will be a Clone Wars panel with I think Dave Filoni and Pablo.
Yes.
And... oh yeah, the unproduced Clone Wars episodes or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, and also I know I've seen a lot of people say it before, but it's good advice that these smaller panels are sometimes the most fun to go to. And it's like the fan panels too, because it's a lot more interactive. If you've ever been to Dragon Con, it's kind of like the difference between like the big ballroom panels versus like the smaller track panels.
Yeah, don't discount something because it's in a smaller, you know, it's a there's no stars, you know?
Yeah.
I'll give a shout out to my friend Cole Horton, who does the World War II and Star Wars stuff for StarWars.com, and he's going to be doing some more panels at Celebration. So those are always entertaining.
Yeah. And also, if you're there, will be some writing workshops there that the authors are doing. Those are some that you want to get to early, because last Celebration, we couldn't get into Tim Zahn's because it was completely full. And I know Aaron's was completely full, but we managed to get into that one. So,
and those were in tiny little rooms too.
Yes, that was, they are.
They underestimated the interest.
And they're in the same track this year too. So it'll be
yeah.
The same.
So they're probably in smaller rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's about all we've got. Obviously, there's a ton of stuff. If you've never, our dogs are telling us that the podcast is over now, in case you can't hear that noise. So
that's not Baby Jawa.
No, Baby Jawa is going to get dinner right now.
But yeah, if you have questions about Celebration, you can ask us on Twitter. We've been there, and we want everyone to have a fun time, because that's what it's there for.
Yeah, absolutely. You can ask me on Twitter, whatever. I will try and answer. Just know that there are certain things that, like collecting and autographing, that I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same with us. Fire any questions to our personal accounts or the blog account, and we are more than happy to answer your questions there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's wrap up with this. Hey, Dunk and James, where can we find you online?
We both write for clubjade.net, and I am at clubjade because I'm original that way.
And I am at James Jawa on Twitter, and I also write for bigshinyrobot.com.
Excellent. Well, before our dogs murder each other.
God, they're so loud. We apologize. They've been quiet all this time.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show there. This episode of Tashi Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. Check out the links on the blog. Help us keep the lights on Twitter. You can find us with the handles Tashi_Station. That's the official show account. You can find Nancy with Nancy Pants. That's Nancy with an I. You can find me with Lane Winry, LaneWinree on Facebook. We are the Tashi Station Network. We're available on the iTunes Store and Stitcher. If you like what you hear, please do leave a review. It helps us grow the show. You can find our columns and news at tashi-station.net. We will catch you all next week.
Bye.
So long. This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Giraffe Productions and is the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.